AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Baltimore was calm overnight, and the mayor is pleased.
The strangest thing, even we saw last night, gang members who were out on the corners who were trying to encourage peace and getting people to go home.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake on CBS This Morning talking about the calm after Monday night's riots following the funeral of a black man who died in police custody. Our Warren Levinson is in Baltimore.
The 10 p.m. curfew was mostly observed, though there were some, like George Jackson, who defied it, well, just because.
I'm 30 years old, and when my mother told me to go in the house when I was a kid, I ain't listening to her, and I damn sure ain't gonna listen to no mayor.
Police moved more slowly to clear the intersection where a CVS store burned Monday, and they did it without much incident. And the Baltimore Orioles won a baseball game against the Chicago White Sox with a major league attendance record of zero. The stadium was closed for security reasons. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
There were protests in several other cities as well last night: Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. An 18-year-old was rescued from the rubble of the earthquake in Nepal this morning, 5 days after the earthquake hit. Our Foster Klug is in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu, where people are still nervous.
There's a general level of shock and fear that people still think that another big quake is coming. There have been big exoduses from the capital to the countryside. They're worried that the buildings in Kathmandu won't withstand a big aftershock if it comes.
Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, has told us he's running for president. He'll be seeking the Democratic Party nomination. Hillary Clinton, of course, the heavy favorite, but he's suggesting you shouldn't underestimate him. President Obama wants big book publishers to provide hundreds of millions of dollars in free e-books to low-income students. The plan he'll talk about today also presses local governments to make sure every student has a library card. This is AP Radio News. A Homeland Security official goes before lawmakers today amid allegations of favoritism. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been defending himself against allegations he used his previous government post to provide preferential treatment to the politically connected before he was promoted to the agency's number two position. Now he's set to renew that defense before the House Homeland Security Committee in the wake of a report from his agency's inspector general. It concluded Mayorkas violated ethics rules when he intervened as head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in three foreign investor visa cases involving three prominent Democrats. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A Chinese construction company is claiming to be the world's fastest builder after erecting a 57-story skyscraper in 19 working days in China. They put three floors together per day. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.